one of the great pleasures I have as a stand-up comic is meeting incredible fellow comedians, and I'm thrilled to, and by the way, and then I get to meet their family members. I don't know who to introduce here at first, because in studio I have Judy Abumrahman, who's in, here to talk about a great food fundraiser that you guys are doing, trying to raise how many jars of peanut butter? 30,000 jars of peanut butter. Hi, Judy. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Hold on, let me make sure I got here. Let's roll that up. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. And we have your daughter on the line, and Mona is on the line. Hey, Mona.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Your mom reached out to me and said that you're both trying to raise 30,000 jars of peanut butter for the Chicago Food Depository. It is national. I know we missed National Peanut Butter Day yesterday, but
no, actually, it's still.
Is it still
today?
Is it
today? Until midnight?
Oh yeah. So we got you in under the wire.
Yeah.
Okay, this worked out well, Mona. I had it all planned out.
I know you did. I know you, Patty. Come on.
Mona, where are you right now in the world?
Right now, I'm sitting in Sea Point, Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, wow. Wow. What an adventure you're on. I love keeping up with you and seeing where you are. Your mom must be... Mom, are you proud?
Oh, so much. So much.
So tell us about how you came up with this idea, Mona, to raise 30,000 jars of peanut butter. Was it? But whose idea was it? Mom's or yours?
It was actually mom's.
My idea.
All right, tell me about this, Judy.
So I'm in a leadership program, and part of the program, you're supposed to create something and then show how that you can make it happen. And so Mona and my favorite food on earth is peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that actually peanut butter is one of the things that Chicago Food Depository absolutely loves.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the World Food Program, which gives food to people all over the world, uses peanut butter as part of their base ingredient. So, and we also know that in January, a lot of the donations drop off.
After Christmas, they've kind of given everything over the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we decided we wanted to raise 30,000 jars of peanut butter in the month of January. So it's called PBNJ.
Ah, that's smart. I love that.
Yeah.
PBNJ. And okay. How proud of you are your mom? I'm asking your mom how proud she is of you. Mona, how proud are you of mom?
My mom is the best, because the thing is that she grew up eating peanut butter. Sometimes even, I mean, come on, Patty, sometimes just there's a spoon in the jar in a cabinet. That would be like a fun little treat. So when we found this out, that first off, that the United States even had National Peanut Butter Day. Of course, we have national days for food.
Sure.
And it was just, it's so great. I'm so proud of her, and I'm so proud of that she's doing something around something that I love, and incorporating comedians, because comedians love to laugh, and comedians really, we love to eat peanut butter, I guess.
And we do love to eat peanut butter. Your mom brought me a tub of Jif Whips, which I've never tried before.
Oh, my God. It's
Is
so
this life-changing?
Good. It's so good. And it's half the calories of the regular peanut butter. I've got addicted to it.
So here's the first thing I thought. I was like, okay, I know I have saltines in my pantry. That's what I love. I love saltines, and peanut butter is my go-to.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. So you like it with a spoon. Anything else? What else do you put it on? Because you know what I'll do? If I have leftover pad thai and I don't have their peanut butter stuff, I will just heat that up with it. It works the same.
Well, and I use it on crackers. I use it on bread. I use it on apples. I use it on bananas.
Oatmeal.
Hey, Mom, remember when we were... Sorry, guys, from South Africa. We were in Girl Scouts. We would do peanut butter on a log with the little raisins, remember?
Yeah, right, and celery. Right. That's right.
Exactly.
And then peanut butter and banana. Oh, see, now everyone, by the way, we are making everybody way too hungry. I feel badly, because peanut butter is one of those things that as soon as you start thinking about it, don't you start getting like, okay, I have to have. By the way, I hope that everyone is somewhere where they can grab some peanut butter, but that's why we're doing this.
Exactly.
It's for folks who are struggling. The weather is cold. And actually right now, I know the Food Depository is helping out federal workers who are not able to make ends meet while they're not getting their paychecks.
Right.
So this is really important. You're helping out a lot of people. And how many jars have you been able to raise so far?
I think we're up to 1,000, about 1,000.
We need more.
I'm trying to get 30,000, because, and also think about homeless. A lot of homeless people, they don't have kitchens, they mm-hmm. don't have utensils.
Right.
And it doesn't go bad. So
it does not.
It really will make a difference. And the best part about it is if you go to the website, you can go in and buy a case of peanut butter from them. So you don't even have to go take it to the Chicago Food Depository. You just go into the website for $13, you get a whole case of peanut butter.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. I get it. So you go to the website, which is, so this is actually your link, myfooddrive.org, right? Is that,
right.
And folks can find that. How do they search for it?
Well, actually, the easiest way to get there is you can go to monacomedy.com/go/PB and Jan.
And it's only $13 for a case of peanut butter?
$13 for a case
Come
of
on.
Peanut butter.
All right, so peanut butter, so tell us again, what's the how to find it?
How to find it is Mona Comedy, monacomedy.com/go/PB and Jan.
Okay, PB and Jan.
Uh-huh. And then we also have a Facebook page that's Peanut Butter in January, and we have an assortment of comedians that are posting little either dance things or comedy videos just to be and to share with all their fans what we're doing.
And by the way, while you're on this website, there's a lot of other things that you can put in a grocery cart. There's other items, but right now we're trying to raise more jars of peanut butter. So it's PB and Jan on the Food Depository website. You can go to myfooddrive.org as well.
Right.
Right. And Mona, you both have a Facebook page for this too, right?
We have a Facebook page for that, and then we were promoting it on Mona Comedy Facebook page.
Mona Comedy Facebook page. So everyone seek that out. So first you have to follow Mona, which is important because she's traveling all over the world. You want to see what adventures she is on. Well, how long are you out of town? How long have you been traveling around the world?
I'm touring South Africa for 5 weeks. I'm actually based
Whoa.
Here in Cape Town.
What?
Yeah, with one of the classic comedians, Tracy Class, down here in Cape Town. And then I go to Durban, Johannesburg, and I come back for my one-woman show on the 13th of February. So down here, we're supporting Chicago, we're supporting Peanut Butter, and across Africa, peanut butter is transferable, it's cheap, it moves around, and it really helps those in need, and no matter what. Even those in extreme starvation situations, peanut butter helps most. And also, the reason why comedians are involved is there are many comedians. I know a particular comedian, South Sudan, who grew up in a camp using peanut butter. So peanut butter and laugh is just synonymous. And those who are even can't have peanuts, they can buy it, though. So even if
right.
you can't eat peanuts, you can send.
Right. Yeah. And one of the things that your mom pointed out, too, is that it's high in nutrients, too.
Right.
You've got, right?
I mean, yeah.
You've got a lot of protein, and it's just something that helps people out. It's got vitamin E, it's got niacin, it's got iron, potassium, and it's a great way to help people out. Oh, this is such a great idea, you guys. I love this. And is this something, after the PB in January, is this something, have you worked with the Food Depository on other programs?
I haven't, but actually Mona and I were talking about taking this to a variety of different countries because she's a global comedian.
Right.
We're doing it here in January. We're going to look to do it maybe in March and in some African, maybe South Sudan. We're just going to see what we can do about creating it around the world.
I think this is something everybody can get on board with. It's peanut butter, fun.
Yeah.
Right? It's helping people, which makes everybody feel good. This helps you keep warm. When it's this cold out, do something nice. It'll warm your heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Everybody get on board. Go to myfooddrive. Well, follow. First, I think the best way is to go find Mona's Facebook page. That's one way. And then you can also tell us again the other ways that you want people to help.
You just go to monacomedy.com/go/PBinJan, J-A-N.
PB and Jan. That's wonderful. Let's get these more jars in there. Let's help them get to their goal. And you know, it'll go beyond January. I know that you guys are going to keep going with this.
Well, if we get it going, I'm gonna extend it for another month.
Winter
months. You know?
Yeah, and then come back and let's get on people to do this again. By the way, Mona, your mom is your mom's first time in the new studios. I know that you've been here, Mona. What do you think of the new studios?
They're absolutely beautiful.
Isn't this crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, I miss the old studio at the Tribune Tower.
Absolutely.
And, but, you know.
This is really high tech.
Isn't this dazzling?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you could come in.
I miss you guys.
I miss you too. Ooh. Now, you said you're back on February 13th?
I come back into the States the 20th of February.
The 20th of February. All right. Well, let's touch base. Let's do this again when your mom's going to extend this. I think that we need to just make that happen.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. And come back and we'll promote it some more and let people know. Spread the word about this. Follow Mona on her Facebook page. And it is PB in Jan. Mm-hmm. And this, thank you for the peanut butter, by the way. My producer, Ro, are going to dip into this. We got to get some. She's like, yeah, we need to get some.
We need some apples or something to go with this.
Yeah. Apples. That's another one I didn't even think
Absolutely.
Of. Oh, yeah. Look, Mona's like, oh, boy. Now, I know it's morning for you, Mona. What's the rest of your day look like?
Peanut butter? I woke up peanut butter. Like 7:30 in the morning. Goal number one, peanut butter.
Did you get up for us? I didn't mean, I was going back and forth with your mom. I wasn't sure how we were gonna do this. I'm so glad you were able to call us.
Oh, of course. I'm excited about it. I'm like, Mom, let me know. I barely could sleep because I was excited to talk on the radio and I didn't want to miss the call.
No. Well, we'll make it, it'll be smoother next time. I'll get this done better.
It'll be perfect. Smoother. Will it be whipped?
It'll be, it might be crunchy. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Mona, be safe and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
All right. And stay okay, on bye. Me. I'm so glad your mom reached out to me. That was so smart. Bye, Mona. Love you, Mona.
Bye.
We are, we're going to go to the news. Oh, I have a quick break here, don't I? Quick break with more. In a moment, we'll say goodbye to Judy and remind you one more time of that website.
You've heard the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, I can help. Join me, Lou Manfredini, live every Saturday morning on House Smarts Radio as we take your calls live from 7 to 10 a.m. right here on 720 WGN.
House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini, brought to you by Ace, the helpful place. Saturday morning at 7 on 720 WGN.
Mona and Judy Evermichon are trying to raise 30,000 jars of peanut butter, and you can help them out. Judy, tell them one more time where they can go to do that.
So it's monacomedy.com/go/PBNJan.
So many people need it right now, and this is such a great idea. Thank you for doing this, and we will see you in a couple weeks.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you know where to find me.
All right.
Excellent. Be well. It's time now for our news. Coming up after the news, we're going to check in with our pet expert. Not our pet expert. I mean, he's everyone's pet expert. Steve Dale joins us after the news. If you have any questions, any concerns that you have about the loved ones in your life, your pets, give us a call. 312-981-7200. You can call or text us to that number. Your news is sponsored by Penny Mustard Furnishings. Here is Vic Vaughn.